15 foot or something. Okay, here we go. And 5, 4.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. I'm so glad to have with me today songwriter and vocalist extraordinaire, Mark Douglas Berardo.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I had to work on that.
It's a lot of names.
Yeah.
Three names, that's one extra. So.
That's right, and you spell Mark differently, right?
I do, with a C.
Okay, and this is your second time on the show.
That's right. I've been in this stool before.
I'm glad you didn't say I had this stool before.
No, that would just be weird.
Okay.
I was here with my brother Chris, Chris Berardo.
And you also play in your brother's band.
That's right, the Desperado Band. Yeah.
The Desperado Band.
That's right.
And I was at your website today, which is...
MarkDouglas.com. I feel like this is a little bit like a police interview. This is good.
And when I originally read was that the Berardo brothers included three brothers.
That's true. Our brother Scott, who's actually in between in age, between my brother Chris and myself, was the drummer in the band. And he did that for a little while, but doesn't play with us anymore, or play music, actually, necessarily professionally. But he's, you know, he lives in Connecticut, and he was a great drummer, but we sort of did it full-time, and he got onto some other things.
He's married with kids, right?
That's really what I was getting at, yeah. But he's doing great.
Okay, we all make our choices. That's sometimes when the kids grow up and move out.
Well, you know, Roger, this is a hard thing to do, to put it together week after week. So it's a lot to do, and he decided to do something else. But we pressed on, my brother Chris and I.
Well, I loved your CD.
Thank you.
Harbor.
Thank you.
I gave it a great review in More Sugar.
You did, and I appreciate that.
I hope it helped you sell copies. Because it certainly
deserves... Tens and twenties of them.
Tens and twenties. So...
I appreciated it.
You play rhythm guitar in your brother's band?
Yes, I do. Acoustic guitar, too. I don't play an electric guitar in the band, or certainly not in my own act. I really play the acoustic guitar exclusively.
Does your acoustic guitar have an electric pickup in it?
Yes, it does. But it's, you know, I don't use a lot of foot pedals and sounds
Now the Berardo,
kind of clean.
The Berardo brothers is basically your brother's vehicle for songwriting.
Yeah, that's Chris's way of putting his songs forth, and you know that's a rock band. You know, it's like a country rock band. It's sort of a loud affair. It's a rockin' band. You know, for a Saturday night. And what I do tends to be a little bit more songwriter thing, where I tend to play for more of a listening audience when I'm out playing. It's just sort of a different thing. But we cross on some of the same subjects sometimes. And Chris played on this record, and of course I played on the band record, so it's very, you know, sort of together in a lot of ways. We show up on each other's stuff in a lot of ways.
Now, you came with your brother.
He's here today.
Yes. He's in the studio.
Yes, he was.
Came in your brand new Rio Cinco.
That's right. I have to travel by Rio Cinco car.
Right. I have a Rio Cinco too.
Yeah,
so.
Nice. That's a good, it's a fast little car.
That's
I got
right.
A lot of miles to cover, so I had to get something
fast.
Yeah.
I'll bet. What's interesting to me is that you've been on the road with your brother, right?
Sure.
But your brother was telling me for the first time in a while you're not going out with him.
That's right. Just some conflicting dates. You know, I had some things already on the calendar, and the band had some things just come up, and all of them were good things, so it was a hard choice. But that'll be the first time, I think, that... Yeah, the band's kind of soldiered on without me there, but I think it'll be a good thing. I'll join back up with them in January. So
you're already booked for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember one gig I subbed out, and that was the end of my stint in that band.
Oh no. Well, this is a band that's hard to break up.
Well, you're brothers, so
yeah, right.
You got something there.
Our mother has to decree that the band is over for it to. Yeah.
So. We were talking before, and you said when did this CD come out?
That CD came out in 2006. It was recorded in 2005. It was released by one label, was sort of a homemade kind of label. One of those long stories, but some folks came along and put up some money to re-release it and to license it, essentially, called Munga Music in Connecticut. And that's the label that it's on, so it all got reprinted with 2006 on it. As the copyright date. But essentially, it's a 2006 release.
What is your hope for a CD like this?
For me, these CDs have become sort of, in one way, they're kind of calling cards. They're a way to communicate the music to, especially to those that are still buying CDs. That's the obvious thing. But also when I go to play in certain places, you know, when I'm in front of an audience that's there to listen, sort of a concert audience, they're ready to come home with something. And the CDs, really, that's where I sell the most CDs, personally. When I've played and I'm from the side of the stage and I'll sell some CDs. And it's great to hear it on the radio. A lot of public radio, places like that play this, have been playing this record. And, you know, my hope is that I'm excited when I find out it's out there somewhere. Someone will write to me from Oregon or you know, Europe or something to say that they ordered one or they bought it. And that's exciting. And, you know, it's a way to make music and capture that moment in time. I don't think that goes away.
So you were talking about playing a new song today. So have you got enough songs ready for...
Oh, yeah. I'm starting with a new group that's going to be playing my songs, actually, on more of an ensemble record. The band will be called Sea Trail. It's a new band. And I'll, we're going to, in October and November, going to make a new record.
So. Now, are you going out with these guys or just...
Yeah, well, we're going to do first a few things. We did one date at the Town Crier in Pauling, New York. That's not too far from here.
Right, I play at the Pauling Tavern,
okay,
which is a mile
sure.
away.
Well, we always go there after our game. That's how it goes.
Okay.
But, and then we're going to be in New York City for a show in mid-December. And then we'll be recording during that time. So the idea will be to kind of have some shows where we're recording, around where we're recording, and then go maybe book some dates in the spring. I'd like to go some out there somewhere with them, see how it goes.
So you're going to look to see where your brother's playing and
yeah.
try to fill some of the
holes.
Well,
that's not a bad idea. You know, there's always been some thought floated maybe of, and we've tried that. We recently tried it in Washington, D.C., where I opened the show.
Right,
and then
I saw
the band
that
on goes
the
on. Yeah, that's kind of a fun idea that our audience kind of cross-pollinates our real core audience. So I think that might be a fun thing to do. Something we could probably, a scheme that we would hatch and probably do. We're capable of doing it. So maybe that would be fun.
You ready to play some tunes for us?
Yeah, I'll play some. You bet. All right. So, let me do one that's from the Harbor record.
Yeah. Check the, that's
yeah.
the one that went out.
Okay. This what? One's called Shake Out the Dust. And here it goes. Caroline said no, case closed, you cannot get sick and leave us now. Then she rose to the window looking down on the street. She froze, she said, James, we both made mistakes, we both played a hurtful part. But the thought of losing you right now, breaking my heart. I don't want this kind of cancer in our life. And I meant forever when I said I'd be your wife. And I'll no longer take us for granted or treat you in a dismissive way. Just get better today. It's in the corner. They had the letter on the middle. They had rust, but now and then there are moments that will shake out the dust. You see, Charlie drove 200 miles a day. His job was always taking him away. His kids just gotten used to it. Charlie missed a lot. Soon things like birthdays he forgot. He's in the corner, he had cluttered. On the metal, there was rust. But now and then, there'll be more than that will shake out dust. You see, TV report breaks, it says Delta Flight 306 fell out out of the sky near Dallas, crashed into the sticks. Well, it stopped our argument, it shattered the tents. What we had been bickering about suddenly seemed like such nonsense. In the corner, we had the clutter. On the meadow, we had rest. But now and then, there are moments that will shake out the dust. And now and then, there'll be a moment that will shake out the dust.
Beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
I recently got a copy of James Taylor's Sweet Baby James album. And this is a little bit reminiscent of that.
It would be hard for me to say that I don't really, really admire his music and grew up very, very into James Taylor, obviously. But yeah, I try to make it my own a little bit, but that's definitely in there. There's some.
The hammer-on chords.
Some stolen stuff, which is okay.
Not stolen.
A little bit.
Reprocessed. Let me ask you this. I see you got a capo. What kind of capo is that?
Oh, this is a Kaiser capo. Nice little device. Just clips on. Moves around pretty easily.
How do you decide which is the right key for your songs?
I just sing them until it feels right. I know very little about the technicalities of music, keys and bars of music and all that. That's sort of a jargon that I don't really deal in. I just play until it feels right. And
so you basically have like three or four keys that you'd play in, and then you'd move the capo
pretty
up.
Pretty much. Up. I try to find creative ways to use the capo and different things, little tricks I've picked up over the years. But yeah, just do it till it feels good, and I start singing, you know? Nothing to it.
So what are you going to play next?
I'd like to try a new song, actually. I'm just gung-ho about it. So it'll be played first here on Working Musician. I'll say that this song, I'll say very briefly, is about my neighbor across the street. I live in Westerly, Rhode Island. That's actually where I live, and it's a fishing town. I tend to write a lot about places where the water kind of meets the land. Well, this guy comes in at 5. He's going out to work at 5 in the morning, and I'm always kind of coming in at 5 in the morning, you know that life. And he sits in his car for an awful long time, and I'm not really sure what he's doing, but
if he's alone.
I kind of made this part all up. A lot of this stuff's made up. This is called Bottom of the Deep. You got 16 years of long line and swordfish. That is my job. Rest of my life, I'm only wandering on the dry land in the fog. When I'm home, I'm only sitting outside in the drive. Got me knocking back a six-pack, working on a shotgun high. So I'm going to that place again. I'm going away. Got a little bit of liquor, bottom of the deep, and I'm gonna stay. At the bottom of the bottom, the bottom of the deep. Leave me here to wallow, leave me here to sleep. Here on the land, I'm no damn good. I would be a better man if I could. But you don't wake me up, let me be. Till it's time to go back to sea. See, when I'm a home with my wife, it's fight after fight. We talk about the money and scream all night. Then I hit the door, now we're ready to bail. Feel like I'm breaking out of jail. I'm sipping a whiskey in the wheelhouse at the end of every day. Living in my mind, got me killing time and wasting away. At the bottom of the bottle, bottom of the deep. Leave me here to wallow, leave me here to sleep. Here on land, I'm no damn good. I would be a better man if I could. But you don't wake me up, man.
let me be until it's time to go back to see you. And I know that I'll ever stop fishing, 'cause fishing is all I know. Like my father's father before me, when you get the call, you got to go. No, I'll never quit this drinking. Don't think I will ever find enough whiskey to fill that hole down deep where the water is cold. At the bottom of the bottom of the deep, leave me here to wallow, leave me here to sleep. Here on land, no good. I would be a better man if I could. But you don't have to wake me up, let me be. Till it's time to go back to sea. Bottom of the bottom, bottom of the deep, bottom of the bottom, bottom of the deep.
That was a great new tune.
Thank you. Thank you.
Which leads me to a question. I keep the guitar on. If you got
sure.
a short one, maybe we'll do another
yeah.
short one. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ask. This is a personal question. But when you perform, do you like to have a nip before you go on? Do you like to drink a beer? Do you drink water? How do you feel about that?
Yes.
you like to drink anything?
You know, I've came up playing in bars with my brother Chris and in other locations throughout. And there's a lot of neon, and I'm used to having a taste down before I play. I'm not afraid to say it. I like it.
You know,
gets me in the mood.
Sometimes, you know, there's an old saying that junkies only die when they clean up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because when they're junkies,
yeah.
well, it
yeah.
is a dark saying, but usually when they got all that other crap in their system,
yeah,
they never
that's
go.
A clean living won't.
But I wonder, I've noticed. I'm always conflicted. I feel some of my favorite artists lost their creativity when they cleaned up. I don't know if it's coincidence or...
Well...
I know opposites. I mean, I know Aerosmith, theoretically, they all cleaned up and they put out three super big albums.
I don't think it's necessary for making great music or great art or whatever you want to say about it. I just think it's... at the level that I do it, I'm just around it. So in a performing situation, I'm used to it, and it's just a thing that I do. It's a world that I live in. But I don't sit at home making up songs, you know, by pounding down bottles of whiskey and you know screaming
okay.
at the neighbors or anything. But you know,
that's a person. Do you have a short one you can play for?
Yeah,
us?
I'll play a little number I like to play usually at the end of the night. It's getting close to the end of our time. Get a little in tune here, these lights. These showbiz lights are. There we go. Let me play you. This is a quiet number. This is called Take It Along. There is a way across the secret blue. Deep. It's in the dreams you dream when you're asleep. You got doors that open. You got paths that lead. There is a voice inside that you must heed. It says, take it along with you. And give a little bit away. Do something real, feel something every day, take it along. Try to make it great. For all you know, for this you cannot wait. You've got a light above you, there's firm ground below. There's a war that is raging on, it's everywhere you go. There's still work to do. got seeds to plant. There's no more time for hesitation. There's no more time to rant about it. Gotta take it along. Give a little bit away. Do something real and feel something every day. Take it along. Try to make it great. For all you know, for this you cannot wait. And for all you know, for this you cannot wait. And for all you know, for this you cannot wait.
I got a special place in my heart for positive songs.
That one's a positive song. I like a positive song.
People Get Ready.
Sure, one of my favorites.
What's Going On.
What's Going On, yeah.
And that fits in right in with those.
Oh, good. It's nice to leave people with, you know, something, a little bit of positive feeling. It's a good showbiz thing to do, to make them feel good when they leave.
So let's get down to our canned questions.
Okay. All right.
So you've been through this before.
Yeah.
You witnessed your brother go through it.
Right, yep. And I probably lobbed in because I'm not quiet. So.
Okay. So we want to talk about CDs you take to a desert island.
That's a good question. It's almost an impossible question to answer.
Just
you
pick
know.
A couple.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, recently, the things on my mind, James Taylor, love James Taylor, you're right about that. And one that I always seem to go back to recently is Hourglass, which is sort of a newish James Taylor record. So I would say that one, The Band, the band record called The Band, the
okay.
brown one.
And what's on that?
That one had The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down is the big one, and there sure was a lot of other things, like Unfaithful Servant, which is a beautiful, beautiful number. You know, that record, I could never figure out who was singing what and what was going on. It was very mysterious to me, and I play it all the time for myself.
I was talking with a friend about The Last Waltz the other night. It's right. a friend of mine, because in my group we do Who Do You Love?
Yeah.
And I used to do it old school. I actually used to do it like Quicksilver Messenger.
Oh, yeah, they were cool.
But now I got to do it like the beer commercial.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the bass player, he wasn't familiar with it, and he's saying, well, I just loved it on The Last Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, you know, my daughter sat with me when she was like 13 to 14. I said, this is one of the great movies of all time.
Sure.
And she goes to me, Dad, what's wrong with those guys? Are they sick? Because they were so high.
they were a little loose, but they made some great music that night. I sure liked it. It affected me big time when I saw that.
Yeah.
It looked like fun, you know, that to me.
Yeah. Okay, your dream band. Anyone living or dead? Multiple sets, multiple bands. Who would accompany you, or who would you accompany?
That almost a borderline crazy question, but you know, I always like those guys. Like, I think we talked about this the last time. Those LA guys, like Russ Kunkel. I would say, like, maybe one of those Murata boys from Harrison, New York.
They're all Nashville guys. Now
they're Nashville guys. Another guy, a Nashville guy from that scene, Danny Dugmore, would play the pedal steel, maybe.
Okay.
That would be a very cool band. I would have to say, you know what? I'd like something very strange thrown in there. Maybe like Benny Goodman playing along. On his clarinet, that would be strange, and I'd like that.
Cool.
I want to use a clarinet on my next record anyway, so. Yeah, that's a tough question.
Well, name some more
so
people.
Boy.
Would you like James Taylor up on stage?
No. Who needs to be upstage by that tall goon with his great songs and fine playing? No. that would be crazy. Gee, it's hard to say. You know, if Rick Danko was still alive, I think it would be great if he played bass and sang, because his voice made me crazy from the band, Rick Danko.
Sure. Deceased.
Yeah.
Sure.
It would be great to have some of the guys from the Eagles there to sing the oohs that they do.
Cool.
They kill me every time I hear those great oohs. And I would include J.D. Souther in there, the guy who used to hang around with them and write a lot of songs with them, the great J.D. Souther.
Well, he had that great album in the 70s, Souther, Furé, and,
yeah,
and Hillman.
And Hillman. I would have him there just because he'd be fun to drink with, quite frankly. So, yeah, that'd be, you know, that's a cool little band right there. And then, you know, get a horn section and a big bus and go on the road. There's your band.
What's the song that you first heard that said, wow, I got to do this? I got to be a musician.
You know, that's a really good question.
I know we didn't prep you on it.
No, that's okay. Probably a song by Billy Joel, maybe, from The Stranger, like Scenes from an Italian Restaurant or something, because that's like the first record I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah. I definitely remember.
Great record.
Great record. I remember being really affected by that. And there were James Taylor records. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the record called CSN they made in 1977. I'm not going to lie to you. That one, I used to play that over and over and over as a kid.
Almost every day, I listen to one song from that album.
Yeah, it's really a special, forgotten record, you know, great thing.
It's the song, he just plays acoustic, Graham Nash sings it, and I can't remember it now, it's just speak My Lady of the Island.
Oh, no, that's the early one. I'm speaking about a later one. Well, that's a classic record. There was one called CSN in 1977 with songs like Shadow Captain on it, and, She Has Seen.
Unfortunately, we can't copyrighted songs
well,
on this
kidding.
Show. Just saving the studio.
Seen the ranges. Yeah, it's
really? So I have to check that one
yeah,
out.
You have to
just
check
called
that one out.
CSN?
Yep, that's right. Though that one you mentioned is a classic. And I, of course, will sing none of those songs ever. In
and
studio.
Why is that? Right, oh, of course. Well, one of these days we're going to overcome.
Yeah.
Overcome. We shall
Fuck
overcome.
The rules. Get over them. Who cares?
Mark, it's been great having you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
What's great for me is because I spent a lot of time listening to your record.
Oh, thanks.
It makes it even easier for me to appreciate it when you play it live.
Oh, cool. Well, that's the plan.
And you really did a good job.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for having me.
We're out, baby.
All right. Good. Let's go have a nip.
Very good.
All right. Those are tough questions.
What were tough questions?
The ones, the canned ones.
We've been off the air for about 20 minutes. There's trouble downtown, power outages, looting in the streets, atonal music.
That's all right.
You did a really good job.
Thanks.
You really did a good job. You weren't nervous at all, which was awesome.
No, I don't feel nervous. It's just you always feel strange in a setting when you're playing to a bunch of guys. That's all I'm going to say. You know, it's like,
I'm glad you feel that way.
It's like the YMCA in here with these sensitive songs of mine.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes me feel a little strange.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
My next guest.
Roger said about you.
Who's
I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Joanna?
It's all totally made up.
I thought you were doing.
Let me get out of the way.
Just hang around.
Yeah.
Hang around because I have another person coming. Show. If not, we'll do more.
The only thing I got going tonight is I'm watching the Giants game somewhere around here.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
So for the unathletic, uninterested, uninteresting.
Yeah, the. Those that.
The
don't
losers.
Get it. The losers, yeah. The meek and the weak.
Yeah.
The slow ones.
Dude, my knee is so just.
So your knee is the first to go.
Oh, yeah.
Your ball days are over. Unless you get the surgery or some crap like that.
Over. Even if I get the surgery. Over.
You're done, yeah. It's painful, man. It was. The knees are not designed for...
If they lose tonight, you can kiss that coach goodbye.
If he loses to this chump team, that would be really...
I never liked...